A group of jazz musicians is busy setting up equipment, tuning instruments, and practicing vocals before a performance tonight. Wine glasses and small bowls of nuts sit on white tablecloths, and the waitstaff prepares in the corner. The jazz group is performing at the JAS Cafe downstairs at the Nell, a relatively new venue for Jazz Aspen Snowmass. Jim Horowitz is the organization's founder.
After 25 years, now we have a real kind of permanent, what feels like a permanent home to do actual jazz and jazz-related music in an intimate setting. And so the Jazz Cafe at the Nell has found a footing, it's found a following.
In the 1980s, Horowitz was on tour, playing piano and singing professionally. His career took an unexpected turn while performing at a music festival in southwestern France.
I discovered the greatest production, the greatest festival, everything about it. I really fell in love. It was like love. And it just inspired me. And this was just the place where the light bulb went off, and I said, this is what I need to be doing.
He brought his idea to Aspen. The first festival was held at the Benedict Music Tent. In the mid-1990s, JAS began to grow, expanding to Snowmass Village and including in its lineup a Labor Day festival, now well known with recent acts like Ziggy Marley and Mumford & Sons.
It was meant to be a broadening of our musical footprint, of the genres that we dealt with and the kind of people that we attracted.
The growth of JAS came to a halt during the Great Recession when a major corporate sponsor pulled its funding. Horowitz says the organization was forced to reinvent itself.
That was when the Jazz Cafe was really born, and it was born out of the conviction that we had reached a point where we needed to hit the reset button as an organization, and we needed to find a way to get jazz back front and center.
This was something that our area cried out for, you know, longed for.
Stacy Kent is a Grammy-nominated jazz vocalist and a Carbondale resident. She's performing at the Jazz Cafe at the Nell tonight and says it's an important venue for the Valley.
You know, I've been down here as an audience member, as I just said, and I've just seen people, my husband and I, and, you know, our neighbors, just loving this.
Jimmer Bolden is a Los Angeles-based jazz singer who's been working with Horowitz since the 1980s. He's watched JAS become what it is today.
It's been really great to see how he's been able to bring such a diverse array of artists into the Valley and really get so much support for it that year in, year out, people are happy to see some acts that they might not ever see here in this valley, of all kinds.
Back in the Jazz Cafe, the musicians pick up their instruments with Jim Horowitz on the piano. It's the sound that started Jazz Aspen Snowmass, and it'll be the focal genre in 2015 as the organization rolls out several music events celebrating its anniversary. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.